Your car has the best technology and acceleration on the road. Don't you want the same for your business? If you're not running your business on NetSuite, you're getting left behind in the slow lane. Celebrating its 25th year, NetSuite has helped over 36,000 businesses become more efficient, close their books faster, and reduce costs, all in one place. NetSuite knows your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist for free right now at netsuite.com/Tesla.
Welcome back to the program. This is What's Right, What's Left Radio Ministry, the voice of the Christian resistance. Pastor Joe Larson sitting in for Pastor Ernie, my teacher, mentor, and friend, and co-hosting with me tonight, Deacon Randy Gay and Chaplain John McTernan, who's normally our Friday night guest. Guys, there's so much going on. I'm looking at stacks of things around me. Stories about what's happening in Israel and Gaza, stories about what's happening with the environment, stories of what's coming down from the government, how they're changing everything we have, and from our refrigerators to our oven stoves, how we heat our homes, stories of crime, violence, trouble with education. I want to ask each of you, John, start with you. What do you think is going to be the biggest story out of all these things that are happening now that's going to carry over into the next year?
Wow, that's a great question. Wow-wee.
That's why I get paid the big double zeros.
Well, we got a couple things really cooking here. And one of them, like we'll say specifically America, it's the political race, because they just, the deep state cannot let Trump run. They can't. And they're going to do everything possible to either block him from running, or I believe the extreme of false flag, martial law, and bypassing the election for 2024. They cannot allow him to become president.
Are you talking something like a black swan event coming, either made or just coming out of the trouble and turmoil the world's in?
Whatever way it comes, I mean, I'm sure they have something planned. Pull the plug on the grid for a month and, you know, claim it on right-wing terrorists.
Extremism, yeah.
Yeah, something that they can call martial law on and then suspend the election and that's it. But you could see the desperate now.
Oh, do I? The anger, the hatred. It's so funny. I've never seen such vitriolic hatred for any one person in my entire life than I see against Donald Trump. And we know it's manufactured, but can you recall any type of anger that you've seen in your life that would equal what you're seeing, the anger and hatred toward Trump, Randy?
Yeah, I'll tell you what really bothers me about this stuff more than anything. It's like, did you notice it? Is it in Maine now? The Secretary of State wants to take him off the ballot. Here's what I wanted.
Yep.
The problem I've got with this is that I agree with you about the hatred, because here's the problem. How can one person take somebody off of a ballot? Because if it's that easy, then you and I are in jeopardy, too, in terms of voting. I mean, a Secretary of State just says,
think of it, Randy. We are.
No, I know that. I know that. And I'm throwing it out there sort of as a rhetorical question. But what bothers me is that, like, there's not enough pushback from us. There's not enough people that are appalled at this. There's not enough people to go out and do something or make a phone call, because it's like, it's how was it in Bonhoeffer when he talked about how they came after various people and he said they came after them and nobody cried out, and eventually they're going to come after you and nobody's going to cry out, and that's just how it's going to be. And this is horrible. I think that that the but the other problem I think that we're going to have right now is that I don't think that I feel like if they can't win the election and they can't, that there's not going to be one, because that's what they
exactly.
There won't be one. That's what they're going to do, because I don't think that Biden can win. I mean, they don't want him either. That's the problem. And so, like, and I don't see anybody on the horizon, no up and coming anybody. I don't know if you guys do at all or not. So I really think that there's not going to be an election. I think there's going to be a reason. And I've read a couple articles over the air about scenarios, various scenarios, some of them from people in Israel and just various parts of the world. And my point is that any of them would be viable. But I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to, like, we're not going to have an election because they can't beat Donald Trump. They can't.
Well, then, John, do you think there will be any kind of real reprisal, like a rebellion, like a real, what's the word they use for January 6th? Insurrection.
Insurrection, yeah.
Do you think that would, shutting down an election, stopping an election, do you think that would cause a real insurrection?
Well, the problem that we have is the Republican Party is so weak.
Right.
That's the big problem. I mean, we need leadership. And I've mentioned this many, many, many times. If we're going to do this, what you're talking about, if they do it, if, you know, this is all if. If
right.
this happens, we're going to have to do it by the states. Like, I'm in Texas. You know, the governor is going to have to say, no, no, no. We're not going along with this. And we're going to stand against you with the National Guard, with the state police, with the sheriffs, and a heavily armed citizenry. I mean, that's how we have to do this. But we need leadership in this.
I think you're absolutely right, John. I think you are. You know, I read an article that and I'm going to give you like a real quick scenario. And I read this article over the air here. This has probably been a few months back. But anyway, long story short, a guy from Israel talked about how we've got the open border and all these people in here. And these young military types are in here. And there's literally millions of them. And he pointed out that the way to stop an election here in America is as simple as this. Let's say that any nation takes 20 of their that has 400 young men here that are militarily trained, and we know that there's probably a bunch of them anyway. And so they orchestrate, let's say, one terrorist. Now, this is all in the same day at the same time. Have a terrorist act in a school, at a mall, at a church, at just a bunch of public places. 20 acts in 20 cities. And guess what? America would go indoors and shut down, and we know that.
I think you got a real good point there.
And they're here. They're here. They're armed. Come on, we know $85 billion worth of weapons is floating around out there. And the military types, they are here. And I'm just saying, imagine just like on the let's say tomorrow at 7 o'clock, 20 different things happened in those places in 20 different cities at the same time. America would go indoors. The grocery store, America would shut down.
You don't think we'd react like we did on 9/11 and rally?
Well, that's where we need leadership.
That's right. You know, like him or not, Netanyahu is defending his country. You might not like the way he's doing it, but I tell you what, he's defending his country. And
I agree.
You know, he's defending. And to me, it's like, you know, we need that kind of bold leadership to defend our country, to defend us. You know, I mean, the most despicable part about the politicians is that imagine hiring somebody to work for you and we'll say to sweep the floor. And then the day they get there, they come into your office and tell you, I'm not letting you in here, and that we're going to turn the heat down because I don't like the heat up in here. I'm going to eat lunch in here, and I'm going to do whatever I want to do, and you don't tell me what to do, and you're going to pay me every week because that's what the politicians do to us. That's what they do to us.
I'm afraid you have got one good Very good point there. And I'm thinking the trouble is, I see this trouble coming, and I remember something, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, it was Ayn Rand. She said, you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences
of reality. That's right.
Do you think the American people are seeing the consequences of reality now, or do you think that they're not awake yet?
I think that America is woke. That's what I think. That America is woke.
They're woke, but
they're woke.
I know too many people that aren't.
But you know what? But so where are they? Where are they in public?
Well, they're not in public.
They're the
farmers, the ranchers, the workers, the plumbers, the electricians, the kind of people that I live with. They know.
I agree with you, but I'm saying that. But we still need people to stand up and push back. And I'm not talking about the ranchers and the plumbers and the farmers. I'm talking about the General John Doe that when you go downtown and you see him walking up and down the street and buying Christmas stuff or whatever it is, the crowd. You know how they pull the man on the street at random out of there?
Right.
We don't have enough people that are mixed in that crowd to do anything. Well, I don't know, you know, what they say. You know, who's they? And that's, see, what the Democrats know is this, is that the Democrats are more than willing to break the law when they don't get their way, because that's what they do.
Exactly right.
And that's how they get their way. They'll break the law. They'll do whatever they got to do, you know, to get their way. And you know what they dare us to do something. And so far, we've proven them right. We aren't going to do anything.
John, do you see pushback coming?
I think that we will have to push back.
Amen.
It's either that or get herded into camps or something. I mean, they hate us. They loathe us. We hear it from them. They say we're Nazis. That's not just in a rhetoric by them. I mean, they actually believe it, these people. They hate us with a passion.
Amen.
We're pro-life. We stand for not sexually mutilating little boys and girls. These people are demons from hell. And if they can, I say this, I've been saying this for years, that they hate us as much as the Nazis hated the Jews. And if they get that full power over us like the Nazis had, they will exercise it. They hate us.
Exactly.
In fact,
right.
I think they hate us more than the Nazis hated the Jews, because we stand up to them. I mean, there is a pro-life movement, and we have some political pressure, and we have our own media and all. So we're resisting them. And when we expose what they are, they absolutely, I mean, hate us.
I have an article here, John, that I was going to read. I'll just read it. It says, the script has been flipped as the world now supports Nazis. Is 2023 any different from the previous years, or is it significant for our civilization? The answer can be found in the events of October 7, 2023, when Hamas committed the brutal murders of 1,200 Israelis in one day, the highest Jewish death toll since the Holocaust, and took over 200 hostages in the Gaza, and was not just a terrible terrorist attack in Israel, but was an existential attack on Western civilization. And then it goes on to reflect on the last 60 years and all that's gone on. I got another article here, and here I'll just read the opening paragraph on it, and it connects to this. It says, women, now see, this is what the media didn't tell people. Women were raped by Hamas, were found with nails driven into their thighs and groins, and were passed around by terrorists who slaughtered them, or even during gang rape, horrifying new witnesses. And I won't go into the whole deal, because it's really kind of sickening, but they actually cut off women's breasts while they raped them and molested them. We all know about the babies and the whole little bit. And then everybody's talking about Netanyahu shouldn't do what he does. He's defending his nation. Because I got news for you. If somebody had done stuff like that to my mother or my sister, then I'm all for that other stuff. I mean,
well, those people, you're not going to negotiate with people
that's right.
that burn babies alive and rape your daughters and sisters and mothers. I mean, you can't negotiate with people like that, can you?
And they torture them. I mean, like, you know, it's like, so what are you going to do? And isn't it always interesting that, like, after they fight back, once they fight back, then you want to ask the victim to always be the one to stand down. You don't want to do anything to the person that committed the atrocity. You always want to say to the victim, you know, stand down. Listen, Jesus said, if this were my kingdom, my servants would fight. Didn't he say that?
Yes, he did.
Jesus said
and
that.
He said that.
If this were my kingdom, my servants would fight.
Randy, remember this quote. He said, in as much as it is possible within you, to live in peace with your fellow man, because he understood sometimes it's not possible to live in peace when somebody's trying to kill you or go after your children or go after your family. It is not possible to live in peace with them. I mean, he made that pretty clear, didn't he, John?
Right.
It certainly did. And we cannot just isolate what's happening with the Jews.
Right.
I mean, remember Hamas and Hezbollah, and especially like Iran with these Ayatollahs, they want world conquest. They're not hiding this. They want world conquest. And Israel is their first target now. So
they're the little Satan, right?
Yeah, and we're the big Satan. So if they can exterminate, if they can destroy Israel, kill all the Jews, and take Jerusalem, I mean, thereafter the next target is like us.
There isn't anybody else after them but us, right?
I mean, think about it. You see, I watched Christmas when they said that Biden had bombed those three Hamas sites on Christmas. Like, and I said, oh, so now we're going to try to promote him as a tough guy, when in fact he gave them probably the missiles that they dropped on, whatever kind of terrorist attacks there were. I wonder how much of that is U.S. weaponry that's come through, through the Biden system of let's just walk away and leave $85 billion worth of stuff ready to go in Afghanistan. You know, how much of that is going on? I'll tell you the other thing that, like, as a nation, and that's us, the man on the street, the politicians, I'm going to say one word that we need to really begin to recognize when it occurs. And the word is called treason. What
yes.
happened to treason?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't they take an oath to say they were going to take care of us? Well, they're taking care of us, but not in the way that we want them to. You know what I mean?
And John, what do you want to add to that? I could just hear it in your voice.
Oh, yeah. Treason. I mean, just look at the border.
That's what I'm saying. The whole thing. All of these guys are guilty of treason, man. What happened to treason?
I mean, just look at the border. That's outright treason.
What do you have to do to get a charge of treason thrown at you? What do you have to do? I mean, seriously.
That's a good question. I call that the border problem is an insurrection. I see that as an act of war.
It is.
And the other night I talked about the Cloward Priven, you know, how to break down America so they can foment a revolution. How better than with 9-10 million illegals coming in with all these, what was it, the last figures they said in the border, 950 million since the year started. That's in 3 months, almost a billion people, and they said 60% were all men of war, military age, 18 to 35, 60% of all those, almost a billion that have come across in three months.
And see, why won't they do one thing? You know what they need to do? You cannot get aid in America unless you're a citizen. You got to be a citizen before you can get a nickel from any state municipality or any of this nonsense.
But Randy, you can't buy votes that way.
But
can't win the argument by logic, by reason, by facts.
But you know,
the only way they can win is to cheat or buy votes.
But yesterday, I told you that I saw some backlash coming with my illegal friend that I talked to about his cousin that's here. That they are saying that they don't see the liberals as American. They see the conservatives as American, and that this American dream that they're tripsing in here, coming in here to embrace, they see it in the conservative people, not the liberal people. Not the people that don't, you know, they see the people that own the factories and, you know, all that stuff. So I think that, like, you know, if any of them attain it, they're going to turn on the other people coming in here.
Right. That's one thing. John, one of the things I'm looking at is the biggest problem I see. I think you're right about what's coming with the election and the other thing, but underlying everything, one, it's a spiritual battle going on, and two, the left has, because they've taken over education, this is why the left is winning. They have taken over the public school system through the teachers' unions that are tied to the Democrat Party, that are tied to the, you know, screaming liberals and radicals that run the party. And they've taken over many, many years ago the colleges and universities, and we're turning out these snowflakes, these young people with brains filled with mush. They have no knowledge, but they understand DEI and sexual identity and transgenderism and wokeism and all those different isms and things. Isn't this right now, next year, going to be a battle for truth over the heart and soul of America?
Yeah, and they do everything possible to suppress the truth, everything. And yes, it is truth. But what's really concerning, and really you just touched upon it, we have to fight this spiritually, and we need a move of the Lord in the nation. Look how everything is corrupted now. I mean, I go back to this where they're teaching. They want to teach in kindergarten, first grade, second grade. The little Johnny, you sure you're a boy? You might be a girl, and they want to teach them homosexuality, and then they're trying to the government. They want to bring in all this into the government, into the military, drag queens in the military. I mean, we have to have a spiritual awakening in the country. We have to. There isn't a foundation right now to stand against all this.
You're right, John.
So what we need are more Christian schools, more homeschools. So one of the things people are saying, what can we do? Well, one of the big things then is Scripture makes it quite clear. God says what? The education of the children belongs to the parents, doesn't he?
Isn't he the one
that said you teach them when you get up in the morning and walk with them during the day and when they go to bed at night? You're the primary teacher, the parent, so...
Yes.
The parents have to become teachers and put their children where it's safe, don't they?
But you know how the people that they support, if Russia, China, or some Islamic whatever comes in here and takes over, how do you think they're going to deal with homosexuals? I know how they're going to deal with them.
I know what the Muslims do.
That's me too. That's what I'm saying.
They kill them. Yeah.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, there'll be dead men walking, dead men and women walking, and all their supporters that turned on us to help them, they'll shoot them first. That's what they do.
Aren't they called useful idiots?
Yeah.
Idiots, because they're the ones, the first ones that they,
right,
especially Muslims, will get rid of, right? Communists.
Well, come on. China will do the same thing.
John, you know history. Hasn't that happened just about everywhere? Communism or Islam, when they've taken over, isn't that the first thing they do? Get rid of the useful idiots that helped them win?
I'm following what Hamas is saying, and Hamas is, they're talking about the polytheists. That's us. they believe that the Trinity is pagan. And then they're talking about atheists and the homosexuals. They want to eliminate them. So all of these Marxists, the woke homosexuals that are lining up with Hamas, they're like beyond stupid. They are, I don't know what a word to put on it, what they are.
You're right, beyond stupid, and I'm like you trying to.
Well, but let's talk about left-wing liberal women. I wonder how they're going to do under Sharia law.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder how they're going to do under Sharia.
Well, it sounds like that's one of the things we're going to have to be doing is teaching and preaching all next year to help these people see what they're doing is putting themselves in dire, you know, danger because the left will get rid of them. But it goes back to Scripture where God said, you know, because they hated me.
Yeah.
What he was implying, why are you, why do you think they aren't going to hate you, us? You know, if
right.
we're following the Lord, we claim him as our Lord and Savior. They hate him with passion. They're going to hate us just as much, if not more, because it's easier to hate us, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, think about it. They can see us.
Yeah.
They can see us. They can't see God in any way, shape, or form, not even in their hearts. So they can't see God. So let's face it, they can't see him. But we're the ones they see, you know.
Exactly. I'm thinking, I remember a long time ago teaching this. One of the biggest lies out there that's behind everything is, well, Biden, we've got to have a two-state solution in Palestine and Gaza. And they've been pushing this two-state solution. But what amazes me is the stupidity that people, the lies that people believe. Nobody teaches history in school anymore, remembers. 60 years ago, Yasser Arafat was the Egyptian-born leader of the PLO. And they sat down, and it was one of Bill Clinton's people. Oh, I knew his name here the other night, but I can't remember it tonight. They negotiated. They offered to give the Palestinians the West Bank, Gaza, and half of Jerusalem, which is about half of Israel. And Arafat turned it down, and it was Bill something. Name will come to me probably about middle of the night. And he said, why did you turn it down? We're giving you everything you said you wanted. And Arafat whispered to him, he said, if I would have accepted your offer, I would be dead within days. I would be murdered. Because they didn't want a two-state solution. They wanted what they claim from the, you know, river to the sea, Israel will be free. Free of what? Jews. They want all the Jews. If you look at the Palestinian PLO charter, it
right.
was the elimination of Jews. If
right.
you look at the Hamas charter,
right.
the elimination of the Jews. They want the Jews dead. And here we have absolute proof. Israel was willing to give half of everything to the Palestinians to have their own homeland, and they turned it down. Then they gave Gaza complete self-rule. But what do you hear? The occupied territory. Gaza hasn't been occupied since 2005, but nobody out there knows this. Nobody knows any history facts, and we don't have journalists anymore that are willing to stand up and tell the truth. So I see our job for the ministry next year is also not just teaching Scripture and God's Word, but telling people the truth in the world. Would you agree with that, John?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if who knows what the Hamas covenant, Jan, you just mentioned it, but who knows what's in the Hamas covenant?
I do. I read it.
They want to kill all the Jews. So how can Israel have any type of make a state with them? In fact, they don't want to make a state with Israel. They want to kill all the Jews.
Exactly. How do you negotiate with somebody that wants to destroy you, your family, your children, your grandchildren, and all your neighbors?
Well, here's philosophically, here's the problem with Islam and really Judaism as well as our way of life, Protestantism or whatever you want to call whatever we believe. And that's that our whole religious belief is based on having a personal relationship with God. And Islam teaches that you can learn things about God, but to say that you know him personally is blasphemy and therefore punishable by death. And that's why there'll never be any peace, because somebody's got to give up their faith.
And yeah, remember when they tried to spring Chrislam on us, we'd combine Christianity and Islam?
Yeah. And that's not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. I mean, if you're willing to give up your faith, you can have peace with Islam. If you're not willing to give up your faith, then guess what? You know, you can forget about that.
Now, John, I got a question for you, and I know you know the answer. But they're always talking about we must compromise with the other side. When good and evil compromise, what happens?
Well, good gives up being good, and evil gains power and advantage.
So you can never win with a compromise with evil, right?
No, never, never.
Then we've been doing this for, 150 years trying to compromise with the devil, and we wonder why we're losing? Do you find anything ironic about that?
No. Well, the more ground you give up, the more they want, the more evil wants.
Exactly.
But think about it, because when you compromise, you just gave in to them. So why not take a little bit more? It's like saying, how much money is enough? A little bit more, a little bit more. And that's what they're going to do, you know. And what is it? Isn't the man of sin through peace he conquers many, or however it is? I can't, you know, it escapes me right now. I'm having a senior moment. But nevertheless, that's not going to happen. And then we all know the answer to the all it takes for evil to overcome good is. And you guys know how to fill that blank in.
For good men
to do nothing.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
There you go. You're there. And we are there.
Yeah, we are there. Is there, I guess, about time. I think we're supposed to have a break. We kind of went over.
Oh, we did.
He didn't warn us.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah.
I guess we better take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Of a king, what a glorious thing for the world. Redemption's begun, God has sent his own son to the world. And I'm following that star, it is guiding my heart to the truth the prophets told, that this tiny manger holds my Lord. He's my Lord, my Lord. He is my Lord. Not just a baby, your carpenter's son. Not just a boy, but the Holy One, my Lord. He's my Lord. And this sweet baby's cry through the Bethlehem sky can be heard. Son of God, Son of Man, he is salvation's plan for the earth. showing me that he's my Lord. He's my Lord. My Lord. He's my Lord. Not just a
back to the program. This is What's Right, What's Left Radio Ministry, the voice of the Christian resistance. I'm Pastor Joe Larson with our guest host Randy Gay, Chaplain John McTernan. We're kind of taking a look at some of the big problems ahead for us, and we've been talking about how underneath everything that we see in the world out there, it's a spiritual battle. And so if it's a spiritual battle underneath, then, to me, then possibly the solution to our problems is to turn to God. Because what? God the Father is a spirit to be worshiped in spirit and in truth. The creator of the universe, his only begotten Son, Jesus, who sits at his right hand, who he has given all power and all authority in heaven and earth. And if it's a spiritual battle, I don't see the churches in America turning to God, crying to him for guidance, for aid, for deliverance. And I think until the church wakes up and realizes we're in a battle for the heart and soul of this country, at stake are our children's lives, our grandchildren's lives, until the church realizes they're in a spiritual battle and starts to fight. And our weapon is what, Pastor John?
Our weapon is spiritual warfare, prayer, the Word of God, the name of Jesus. Those are our weapons.
Right. Oh, he said the weapon is the sword of the Lord, right? Which is his word.
Word.
But you know the other blessing that people forget about here, and that has, I don't think that it's conditional. The blessing is, he says, I will bless them that bless Abraham, and I will curse them that curse Abraham. And my point is that if you want to get a blessing, whether you believe or not, you need to bless Abraham. You do. And I'm not saying whatever they do, but you can be a blessing to Abraham, and certainly you can bless their right to exist, which is what this is about.
How about Obadiah, verse 15? For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee.
Unto you.
Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. And of course, he's talking about Israel.
Right.
So yes,
basically,
he is.
It says, as you've done to Israel, so will I do unto you. Comments?
Right. Right.
John?
Yes, absolutely. That's a warning. That's right. And, you know, now we see the whole world it's amazing how, if you want to say the worst of Islam is Hamas, and how so much of the world is gravitating and protecting them now. I mean, you've got all these colleges and politicians and Hollywood types and all of this. It's it's not that they're just gravitating to Islam, but it's the Hamas.
But what's sad, too, John, is that they're protecting the Nazis. This is like protecting the Nazis in the 30s instead of siding
exactly
with
right.
the other people. I mean, because their philosophies, this all this stuff, and that's what the world has done. So it's almost like they won the war. They won the war. They're flipping the script. And the anti-Semitism, the hatred, the atrocities. And what gets me is young people, and the young people already don't have souls, that they can just feel like that it's okay to do that, to be that. There is no God in the life or the lives of these people, and no conscience either.
Yeah,
well,
they know what Hamas has done, yet they're backing them anyways.
Yeah.
Well, look at what Arafat did. Arafat was the first person that used children for body shields.
Right.
And now we're saying it's okay to slaughter kids. It's the whole thing is just it's taking on a life of its own.
Well, let's back it up. You see, the devil is smart. So first thing he says, if you look at the Homosexual Manifesto, for example, the first plank is free and unfettered abortion. Now, what does a sodomite need with abortion?
Yeah.
You aren't going to get another male pregnant through sodomy.
But remember, they say a man can have a baby. Now, you know
Let's stay. Well, the concept was, on their manifesto, first thing was abortion. Why? If a nation can kill its children, you have lost the moral high ground to talk about the right to life.
Right.
We don't want abortion. If we kill our children, we lose our moral high ground. So Satan has slowly, through Marxism, cultural Marxism, taken these things where each time we've compromised with the devil, we've lost that moral high ground, and it's gotten to the point then somebody, it's like, well, we have brought ourselves to this condition where the liberals can argue, well, you do this, you allow that. And so, therefore, okay, what is sin anymore? You see what's happened? We've gradually lost that concept of what sin is. We didn't stand up against it. And every time they've taken a step, we keep dropping our morality down, 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 where this nation, the level of morality in this nation is in the sewer, right?
That's right.
And the only answer is then what? Revival.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I guess God is saying those of us that have a voice are the ones that are going to have to lead it.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We can't look to anyone but ourselves and the Lord.
That's right.
And for a long time, I think I didn't want to see that myself. It was like, no, I don't, I'm old, I'm tired, I don't want to have to lead a revival. And yet the truth is, it may be that when God calls, it has to be answered. And I think this radio ministry is going to have to be one of the tools, the weapons of the Lord, teaching, using his word. And I think we're going to have to focus on revival in this land because that's where our hope lies.
I think you're absolutely
right.
Because if you think about it, if people's hearts were right, then the candidates would win would be right, and the ones that would be chosen would be right.
Yes.
All of that would happen. But the truth is that morality has nothing to do with politics right now. Nothing.
And yet it should, right?
Yeah, because we're picking leaders. We're picking leaders that are devils. That's what we're doing.
Oh, did you have evil? Well, the devil's evil. They are unrighteous. They are antichrist, And Christians haven't realized they're in a battle. So I think our first job for the new year is to make sure people understand we're in the middle of a communist revolution. We're in the middle of a takeover of our constitutional republic, and it's really warfare. We're being invaded. That's a war, active war. We're being taken over from within. That's an act of treason and war. And actually, what is the word again they used on January 6th? Insurrection?
Insurrection.
Isn't that what they're doing to us?
But I'm so glad you said constitutional republic instead of this democracy nonsense.
Right. We've never been one.
I know that. Yeah. But I'm saying that, like, but people sure do stand up and say that it is and our democracy. And I cringe every time I hear that.
Right. But aren't they fomenting? It's the left that's fomenting the insurrection. So here we have a communist takeover. We have an insurrection, but underneath it's a spiritual battle. And we have to start fighting it. What does God say? Certain demons are only gotten rid of by what? Fasting and
praying.
Prayer.
And apparently it's time to bring in the big guns and go to fasting and prayer next year.
Amen.
I think you're right on. You're right on.
You're right. And we should lead the way.
Those old guys are going to have to lead the battle.
We should lead the way. We should lead the way.
I'm hoping we're going to have a lot of people join us.
Sure.
That's going to be my prayer for the new year, that the listeners out there are going to hear the words, they're going to believe, they're going to follow, and they're going to help lead this revival, lead this new fight against the resurrection that's happening. And our greatest weapon is going to be prayer, using the sword of the Lord. And in our hearts, we're going to have to be right with the Father and go into prayer and fasting and repent ourselves. And what is it? It's going to begin at the house of God.
House of God.
What did he say would be? What?
If judgment begins, let it begin in the house,
house of God.
House
That's
of
right.
God. So
That's
we're
right.
going to have to start there, aren't we?
That is so true.
I think I'm getting ready for the battle. How about you guys?
Amen. Yeah.
Yep. I've been ready for a while.
We've been in the fight, but I don't think we've... I can say for myself, I don't think I've realized just how quickly this came upon and how hard we're going to have to fight. But I think God calls you for a time like this. He says, hey, now this is a time you can lay up crowns and treasures in heaven, right?
So why don't we tonight, let's close tonight. How much time we got, Johnny? How much?
Five, he said.
He said we got five. So why don't we close tonight, and let's pray and ask for salvation and warriors, okay? And if you guys don't mind, let me kick it off, and then you pick it up where I left off. First off, Father God, I want to thank you for this great opportunity to be a witness unto you, to be an ambassador for you. But we ask, dear Lord, that you might purify all of our lives and hearts so that we might be governed, guarded, and guided by you. Please, Lord, would you ignite the spark in all of us, everybody who's listening tonight, the spark to will and to do your good pleasure. You said that if we came to you, you would in no wise cast us out. And you said that if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face, that you would hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. And so, dear God, we're asking you, send a revival and let it begin with me. Let it begin here on this with Pastor Joe and Pastor John, Pastor Ernie and me. And I'm asking, dear God, that we're calling for people who let them be governed, guarded, and guided by you. I pray, Lord, for everybody that's listening tonight, that we first be saved, second be spirit-filled, then we be sanctified and set apart to do your will, that we be surrendered to that will, and that If we suffer, may it be for righteousness' sake. And please prepare us for the battle to suffer, because we know that you said all that live godly would, in Christ Jesus would suffer. So I'm asking you, dear God, now, forgive our sin and cleanse our heart. Would you make me be aware of the tree that's in my eye while I'm praying about specks and grains of sands in the lives of other people and in other places along the world. And I pray, dear Lord, that we might all be conformed to the image of you, that we might be raised, might be dead to sin and raised to that new man in you, Christ, that you, Christ Jesus, that you bought with your life, with your suffering, your crucifixion, death, burial, and raised into the newness of life. Let us be one in you. And I ask, dear Lord, that may we all be conformed to the image of you. May that be our goal. And may that fellowship teach us how to have fellowship with you, to draw from you eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to understand, and a will to do your good pleasure. And Lord, we really don't know how to fight this battle. So would you give us each our own individual marching orders, our own individual things, and then would you bind us together in the Spirit, through you the Son, to you the Father, so that we can be one in you, that we might encourage and strengthen one another, and that we might represent you, that there might be peace in our hearts as we go through this battle, and may we run through the battle. And dear Lord, anything that hinders and hampers us as people, me as a person and anybody else as a person, may we know that and know you, and may we go through this to your praise, your honor and glory. And I ask, dear God, that many might come to the battle. I'm praying, dear Lord, that anybody who's listening tonight that doesn't believe, that when they turn the radio off tonight, that they'll be a believer. And, dear Lord, may we be conformed to the image of you so that people see that the blood still works and the blood still does work and that the blood cleanses us from unrighteousness. And, Lord, please let people see that you still part the sea. You still heal the sick. And would you heal sick people that are listening to that? You still raise the dead. You make weak men strong and strong men weak, rich men poor and poor men rich, and that there's nothing you cannot do and that you'll hold back good for those that love you. So please live out in us your life, your love, your blessing. And I thank you for this opportunity to pray. And may we end our radio broadcast year this way. And may we go into the year conformed to your image and doing what you would have us to do. In Jesus' name I pray. And I thank you for this, Lord, this opportunity. Amen.
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 Wonderful prayer, brother. Filled wonderful with the Spirit, right, John?
Wonderful prayer.
Thank you.
Tremendous prayer.
Filled with the Spirit. John, do you want to just do a quick Bible call?
What I'd like to do is just pray for Pastor Ernie. How much time do we have left?
We got less than a minute.
Father, we bring Pastor Ernie before you in the name of Jesus. We're asking for the clearing. I think it's his lungs or maybe sinuses. Whatever it is, Lord, he's having difficult breathing, that he clear up. Lord. So we're asking for your power to heal him now in Jesus' name. Amen.
How much time now? Seconds?
And this time we
10 seconds. Okay,
good night.
So good night.
God
bless.
Happy
and
New Year. And
always keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting. Because life's too short for a bad hire.